Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'd like to check in on the show with the commissioner from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, as you know it as DEED, and that is Steve Grove. He joins us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for coming on. I wanted to ask you, I saw this last week on your website about the Good Jobs Now campaign. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the odd paradoxes of this recession we're going through, that even though you've got about 180,000 Minnesotans who are unemployed right now, we've got a lot of jobs open. There's a lot of companies who are hiring at good wages, hiring with great benefits, and even struggling to find workers, despite the fact that a lot of people are out of work. So we're trying to highlight that. We're trying to say, look, there's a lot of jobs out there. They pay well. There's a lot of good jobs now. And we're just highlighting a lot of companies across the state who are hiring and need help.
Are people applying for those jobs, Mr. Commissioner?
You know, they are. But I think there's some challenges right now. I think, you know, a lot of workers who are unemployed are facing an uncertain future. They don't know if the jobs that they had before the pandemic are coming back. They might be taking care of kids at home because of distance learning, or they might be holding out hope that maybe additional, you know, benefits will come in from the federal government. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the labor market, and we're not seeing as much movement to those open roles as you might imagine, which is really part of why we're trying to really highlight these jobs and say to people, look, you know, switching a career is hard. It's not for everybody, but it might be time to look at a new field. And there's lots of jobs in manufacturing and fields like it where you don't need a specific degree or certificate. You can come on and they'll train you right on the job. So that's the purpose of this campaign. It's really just a message to Minnesota that there is opportunity. And as we head into the winter and things, you know, become more challenging, we hope more Minnesotans take a look.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm just thinking of a good friend who just did that very thing, kind of changed directions here, just needed the work and did that. So he's got this newfound energy where he's excited about learning this new skill. I do want to ask you, though, as you mentioned, though, Steve, where can they go to learn about those?
Yeah, if you just go to mn.gov/deed, we have it right there on our homepage. And we keep the top 30 occupations in demand updated every single week. So if you go to mn.gov/deed, you can follow the links on that homepage, and we continue to show, you know, who's hiring and at what levels across the state. And it's not just something that's in the metro or greater Minnesota. It's across all of Minnesota. And, you know, I think regardless of where this pandemic takes us, you know, employers rarely hire back at the same level or same type of job. So some of these changes that have been brought on by this virus will be here to stay. So, you know, it's not just a short-term thing, but I think it's a good moment for some folks like your friend to maybe take stock and think of a new industry and a job that's more pandemic-proof or long-term proof for where the economy's headed.
Commissioner Grove, unemployment numbers. Where are we in Minnesota right now, and what's your reaction to the numbers you just recently saw?
Yeah, well, my first thought when I saw them, as you may have seen, they're down at 6%. We dropped a point and a half from 7.4% in August. Was, wow, that's great. We're down to 6%. But when you dig into the numbers a little bit more deeply, almost the entire reason that we dropped so much in unemployment this month is that people dropped out of the workforce. In other words, people stopped looking for work. We had 56,000 people in the last month who stopped looking for jobs. So our labor force participation rate also dropped. And Minnesota is one of those states that traditionally has one of the highest labor force participation rates in the country. We're a hardworking bunch here in the Midwest, and we're always near 70% in terms of how many people want to work or are working. That number dropped a little bit. We still lead the nation or in the top five or so, but it's a somewhat troubling sign that people are getting discouraged or, you know, taking a pause on looking for work given the state of the virus. And so we're tracking that very closely, and we certainly hope that it goes back up.
I know you really can't speculate, but do you hear anything? Is there any chance of another stimulus package coming, and do we need it?
Well, we definitely need it. There's no question. I think both sides of the aisle believe that's the case. It seems hard to believe that it would come before the election, although we're certainly will hold out hope that it could. We're only a week and a bit away here now. I think regardless, after the election, something's got to be done. When you think about the fact that for the first 5 or 6 months of this pandemic, you know, you had stimulus payments directly to Americans. You had an extra $600 a month, or a week rather, coming in unemployment insurance benefits. That really held people together at a time when over 300,000 Minnesotans were on unemployment insurance, many who never even had heard of the program before, but were suddenly finding themselves needing to take advantage of it. Without that money, it's harder to put food on the table. And we're worried that there's a lot of folks in the state who are dipping below the poverty line because of it. And, you know, there's certain industries, you look at the restaurant and hospitality industry, severely hurt by this pandemic, just given the nature of the virus. They're going to need some help to make it through the winter. There's no question. We're doing everything we can to allow as much business activity as can happen there. But consumer confidence is low, too. So we're hopeful something can come out of D.C. We're working with our congressional delegation on that. We know they're working really hard for us, too, and we'll hope something will come soon.
Yeah, Commissioner Grove, no doubt you have one of the more interesting jobs in 2020 than most people, no doubt about that, and I appreciate your updates here on CCO.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. Have a great Monday.
Yeah, you too. He is Steve Grove. He's a commissioner in the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Plenty on his plate, no doubt about that. Residents in the Texas border city of El Paso have been urged to stay home for 2 weeks as a spike in coronavirus cases is overwhelming hospitals down there. In fact, El Paso County has issued a daily curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. in hopes of slowing the spread of the virus. Earlier on Sunday, I see their governor announced that part of the city's civic center will be used as a temporary hospital. They had 772 new cases on Sunday, so that's more than 20% of the state's new cases down in the El Paso, Texas area. Mike and I were talking about the Gopher football team, and on a completely different note, but down in El Paso, they played there in the Sun Bowl back a number of years ago. It's a very, very interesting part of Texas and two border cities there, so very concerning this morning. You'll hear that and other stories coming your way in the news. That's up next in 3 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.